A word from the author. It's scary and dangerous, a romantic love story, both heartbreaking and patriotic. In the shadows, organized domestic terrorists plot, and terrorism could happen to anyone, anywhere. Starting in 2021 and lasting for a span of 4 years, the southern border of the United States had been overrun by an illegal invasion of people, numbering in the tens of millions. These illegal aliens had been coming from almost every country, from all around the world. The official United States Border Patrol classification for illegal border crossers that were visually seen by Border Patrol, but escape apprehension, are counted and documented these days as gotaways. Simply put, they got away. These illegal aliens are almost all either known criminals, individuals planning crimes, or the biggest threat of all, potential terrorists, all of which make them enemies of the American people. Beyond the gotaways themselves, this book focuses on their victims, the human aftermath of domestic terrorism, and the patriots prepared to counter this threat. A wounded victim reaches out to a paramedic and conveys his dying wish, which has the potential to touch the victim's entire family as they deal with the loss. This is a story that exposes the dangers posed by these gotaways, how their victims meet their fate, the overwhelming emotional grief of a lost love, and the family and friends left behind in the terrorist's wake, including one man's extraordinary dying wish. During the 4 years of this invasion, the number of illegal aliens crossing into the United States was dramatically accelerated, with help from the federal government of the United States. The promise of the federal government to provide benefits to illegal aliens that exceed that of United States citizens on Social Security had proven to be a powerful lure. At the same time, most of the news media had intentionally remained complicit, suppressing any information from the American public that the borders were being overrun. Essentially, the illegals were being paid to come, cross the border, and surrender to Border Patrol. Once they are loosely documented by Border Patrol, they were quickly released into the United States. For years, the unlawful catch-and-release policies of the U.S. federal government had been providing free transportation for the illegals to travel throughout the United States, to wherever they chose, complete with free housing, free medical care, and cash welfare payments every month. The gotaways had opted to forego these benefits, worth thousands of dollars each month for every individual. They would sneak into the country so that they could more easily act out their nefarious plans. With over 2 million gotaways known to have entered the United States over just this 4-year period, there could easily already be over 1,000 dedicated terrorists purposely positioned within America right now, silently waiting for orders that will trigger them to act. Consider that the border between America and Mexico is 1,954 miles long. A huge border, and impossible to completely control with the meager resources available. During this 4-year invasion, most Border Patrol agents had been consumed with managing illegal border crossers that surrendered, rather than guarding the border. Also consider the likelihood that there could easily be just as many illegal border crossers that were never seen by Border Patrol, as there are gotaways. The border crossers that were never seen, they effectively got away too, without being counted. Right now, the potential threat of terrorism within the United States is greater than ever in history.